Barb Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. The Blue Ridge Music Trails Fine-Tuned Project is a mentorship and collaboration-based project aimed at professional development for emerging artists playing traditional music in Western North Carolina. For this episode, we spent time with one of the collaborative groups working as part of the project. Jarrett Wildcat and Kiave Bone are both enrolled members of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. Both have deep family roots and a wealth of experience in their traditional forms of Cherokee music. Jarrett is a multi-instrumentalist who, along with regular performances at Cherokee events, has performed with Yo-Yo Ma. Kiave is a multi-instrumentalist and vocalist who shares his music in his community and incorporates it into his work in counseling and substance abuse treatment. But for this project, Jarrett and Kiave decided to do something a little different, create their own original music. Kiave shared with us how he got started on his musical journey.
The more we sang together as a family, I guess I had showed an interest in powwow music, and my mom started taking me to my uncle John Grant, and he started teaching me how to, he taught me humility. He'd say, you know, we're gonna beat on the drum, but we're gonna beat out over here so that you're not affecting everybody else's sound. And so it taught me that, you know, if I wanted to be out here in the center with everybody else and make my contribution, that I needed to know where I was, how I was sounding.
One of Jarrett's roles is a cultural specialist at the Museum of the Cherokee Indian. He talked with us about the role that music plays in Cherokee culture.
I guess, yeah, music's always been, in some forms, part of our lives. And the way drum beats can represent things like our mother's heartbeat being the first sound that we hear before we come into this world. The rattles, it be from turtle shells or a gourd rattle, creating rhythm. We're using things from the earth to create music to help with our ceremonies and our dances.
Kiave shared his thoughts on creating music for Fine-Tuned and how that worked within his own way of seeing and understanding music.
I want people to like it, but it's not the intended purpose. It was that something was inside and couldn't be there anymore. So it needed to leave, but in a way that was structurally sound, that I needed to feel good about so that it didn't come back. And it's just been a process for that difference of what is music. And, you know, usually I would say our music is feeling good, it's in prayer, and it's practice, it's living a life of wanting to be there for others and practicing what we call kahdugi, which is like community, or some people say it's communal work, or, you know, community service, but it's so much more than that.
Jarrett talks about why he feels Fine-Tuned is an important project and what he hopes it achieves.
It's letting people know that as far as like Cherokees, you know, we're not banging on a big drum, we're not always playing with rattles, gourd rattles. It's showing that we have a human side to us. Because when people think of Native people or Indians, they think of the big headdresses. They think of like the super long black hair and all the things that they would have seen on television. And, you know, Native people come in different shades of colors, different shapes and sizes, different backgrounds. And yeah, like we're not all made the same way. Like, we all have faults. We all have things we're talented in. And I guess for me, it's just letting people know we're human. That, yeah, we live in houses. We drive cars. We have Netflix and Hulu and all that good stuff. And I guess it's just making sure people know that.
The Blue Ridge Music Trails works to tell the story of traditional music in Western North Carolina. Chiave offered his insights on the uniqueness of the region itself.
This mishmash of all this culture, all kinds of people in one place, has made something independently on its own, separate and unique. And it's not just unique in this one sense all the way through. It is unique in pockets, and it is varying greatly between the people that it touches. And being able to see why showcasing those individual pieces is important is because variety is the spice of life. And if we have no variety, everything becomes mundane. And we lose the value of being able to appreciate things that are outside of our scope and outside of us.
One of the goals of Fine-Tuned is to help foster an environment where musicians could feel free to be themselves. When asked about his work on the Fine-Tuned project so far, Chiave had this to offer.
You said it's what you want. And sometimes I don't know what I want. And sometimes maybe I do, but I'm not sure if other people will like it. And you guys kind of gave me the good understanding, along with other people that are important in my life, that says it's what's good for you to practice what you want, and it'll be good no matter what. I know that we call with like high anxiety and being like, oh no, you know, this is not gonna work and we're gonna let you down. And you're like, you know, you're not gonna let us down. just come to the table with what you want. It was an overture of that. And I'm grateful, I'm appreciative of being able to have this opportunity and work with you guys. It's been fantastic.
After collaborating with Chiave and spending time in the studio, Jarrett related what he's learned through his work on the Fine-Tuned project.
Like, for me, I'm like, I like it, Chiave likes it, but then, like, it definitely helped to have more opinions, for sure. And so, I've definitely learned to have much more appreciation for in songwriting, producing, just much more appreciation for it, because it's like, I just thought, oh, we'll just start writing stuff down, and then and he did, basically. Chiave just wrote a lot of stuff down, and we just worked with it, and so, yeah, honestly, just having much more appreciation for that process, and it prepares me for the future. It prepares both of us for the future. So we'll see what happens.
Jarrett and Chiave's original music will be featured, along with music from other Fine-Tuned participants, on the Fine-Tuned vinyl album set for release in summer of 2023. The Fine-Tuned project receives support from Come Here North Carolina, the North Carolina Arts Council, the WNC Bridge Foundation, and individual donors.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
On the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.